patients who are at very high risk are not receiving treatment for the condition. The finding was made by academics and clinicians at University of Galway who are calling for a new national osteoporosis strategy.
The cases of more than 5,000 men and women who were referred to the Galway University Hospital Osteoporosis Service were analysed as part of this study. Osteoporosis is a disease that weakens bones. The University of Galway researchers say the results of the study, released today to coincide with World Osteoporosis Day, reveal the scale of overtreatment of people at low risk of the condition and undertreatment of those most in need of medication. The research project was led by the clinical lead in osteoporosis and fracture liaison services at Galway University Hospital.
We're seeing many patients not being tested and not being treated who already have osteoporosis and are having multiple fractures, which are life-threatening, life-altering problems and a huge financial cost for them. On the other hand, we're seeing a lot of unnecessary over-testing and over-treating or treating with ineffective therapies for people who don't need it.
Professor Carey believes a national osteoporosis program would help to address the anomalies.
We could harmonise best practice standards and guidelines, get the experts together, people like myself, and we could help advise the Minister and the Department of Health on how patients should be assessed, who should be assessed, how they should be managed and how they should not be managed.
The research team believes such a programme would help in reducing costs and wastage, as well as providing a better quality of service and outcome for osteoporosis patients. Fergal O'Brien, RTE News.